And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 10th of August, 2012. It's the birthday of the poet Lawrence Binyon, born Lancaster, England, 1869, best known for his poem For the Fallen, which he wrote to honor First World War dead, which includes the lines, "They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them." It's the birthday of the poet Joyce Sutphen, born in St. Cloud, Minnesota, 1949, grew up on a farm near St. Joseph, Minnesota. She said, "Like many of the people I had read about, I set out on a long journey to find truth and beauty. As usual, the road led straight back to the beginning, home, country roads, the sun setting through the woods." It was on this date, 1846, the U.S. Congress passed legislation creating the Smithsonian Institution. James Smithson was an English scientist, the illegitimate son of a nobleman and a widow related to the royal family, born in secret in Paris, never married, spent his life traveling, getting to know great scientific minds, and shortly before he died in 1829, he bequeathed his estate to his nephew. But if the nephew died childless, Smithson wrote, then the money was to go to the United States for the foundation of an institution for the increase and diffusion of knowledge. The nephew died without heirs, and so the money came here. There was a big debate about the Smithsonian. The Federalists were in favor of it. The supporters of states' rights argued the Constitution didn't make any provisions for a national institution, but the Federalists won out. And then people argued about what Smithson meant by the phrase increase and diffusion of knowledge. Did he mean a research institute, an observatory, publishing house, library, museum, or what? And in the end, it became all of those things. Smithsonian includes museums of natural history, American history, fine and decorative arts, air and space technology, 16 museums in all, plus the National Zoo. And it was on this date in 1519 that Ferdinand Magellan set off to sail around the world. He left with a fleet of 5 ships and 270 men, left from Seville, heading west, crossed the Atlantic, sailed around South America through what later came to be called the Strait of Magellan, became the first European to enter the Pacific Ocean from the east, and he gave it its name, Pacific, because it was much calmer than the Atlantic. The fleet stopped off in what are now called the Philippine Islands, where Magellan got killed in a battle, April 1521. The remaining fleet went on without him, got back to Seville, 1 ship and 18 men, in September 1522. Here's a poem for today by Robert Creeley, "Place to Be." Days the weather sits in the endless sky, the clouds drifting by. The winter's snow, summer's heat, same street. Nothing changes but the faces, the people, all the things they do, spite of heaven and hell or city hall. Nothing's wiser than a moment. No one's chance is simply changed by wishing, right or wrong. What you do is how you get along. What you did is all it ever means. Place to Be by Robert Creeley, from If I Were Writing This, published by New Directions Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the 3 most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, edited by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.